listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Central Queensland's tourism operators shouldn't be too badly impacted by Bonza's grounding, according to a tourism expert. The budget airline flying to Rockhampton and Gladstone airports went into voluntary administration on Tuesday afternoon. University of Queensland tourism professor Gabby Walters says there's a much bigger issue facing our sector.
People to work in our hotels and our resorts. Hospitality in particular is the industry where we are crying out for labour and skilled workers.
Qatar Australia Party MP Nick D'Amato's bill to adopt castle law has been accepted into Parliament. Following calls for enhanced self-defence rights, the bill aims to grant residents the right to use lethal means to defend their home against invasions. Mr. D'Amato is urging support for the legislation, emphasising the importance of safeguarding Central Queenslanders and their loved ones within their own property. In research news, getting our aged care sector to work smarter, not harder, is the goal of a Queensland-led study. The JCU team are developing an AI tool to predict the type of care a resident may need during their stay. PhD student Jonathan Kong says it'll analyse aspects of the patient's mobility and independence, as well as care and doctor's notes.
Working smarter now, we're able to forward-looking, and that which will help this country is how we can make use of our taxpayer money more efficiently, and also most important of all is that helping the care worker to do a better job.
A groundbreaking study by James Cook University reveals damning findings on the COVID-19 rapid antigen tests. Together with researchers from the National Research Council Canada, they found that among 26 rats compared, only 6 were effective at detecting COVID-19 proteins. And Claremont Community Groups will have a share in almost $200,000 worth of funding from the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, which helps for various projects like upgrades to local infrastructure and disaster recovery projects.